Radio Free Europe reports today that the Ukrainian prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko has told Parliament he will offer his resignation amid public outrage over the handling of an investigation into an acid attack that killed anti-corruption activist Katerina Handzyuk. The anti-corruption activist was attacked with acid and died on Sunday in a hospital where she was being treated for burns from the July 31st attack. A dramatic homemade video was released of Ms. Handzyuk imploring officials from her hospital bed to focus their attentions on the corruption in the police department in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, where she worked as an advisor to the mayor. She also reported on the presence of pro-Russian forces still active in the Kherson region. The video shows the heartrending presence of a 33-year-old woman, her body scorched and flesh eaten away, the burns having tormented her for all of the 3 months since that early morning attack, when a man poured about a liter of acid over her and ran away. Police detained five people in the case, including the alleged attacker. U.S. voters go to the polls today for a national non-presidential election widely seen as a referendum on the 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. Mr. Trump has been crisscrossing the country in campaign rallies for Republican candidates for the Senate, the House of Representatives, and statewide offices.
We're going to Ohio. We're going to Indiana. We're going to Missouri, and I think we're going to have a very good day. They're packed houses. Every one of them is packed. And there is a great electricity in the air.
Former President Barack Obama was campaigning Monday for Democratic candidates in Virginia.
The good news is that all across the country, what I'm seeing is this great awakening. People, I think, who had taken for granted that we had made certain strides, we had made certain progress, suddenly people woke up and said, oh, I guess we can't take this for granted.
This is VOA News. The United Nations said Tuesday more than 200 mass graves have been found in Iraq, overwhelmingly containing victims of Islamic State violence. A report issued by the UN Human Rights Office and the UN Assistance Mission for Iraq says that based on information from Iraqi authorities, the graves contain between 6,000 and 12,000 bodies. The UN anticipated finding more such graves in the future. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo joined his Treasury counterpart Steve Mnuchin on Monday in announcing the restoration of sanctions targeting Iran's oil, banking, and transport sectors. Pompeo said the objective is to starve the Iranian regime of revenue to fund violent and destabilizing activities.
The Iranian regime has a choice. It can either do a 180-degree turn from its outlaw course of action and act like a normal country, or it can see its economy crumble.
After pulling out of the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Tehran in May, the Trump administration is targeting Iran's main sources of revenue to curb its nuclear and missile ambitions and activities in the Middle East. Mnuchin called the sanctions sweeping.
Today we sanctioned more than 700 individuals, entities, aircraft, and vessels as part of Treasury's largest ever single-day action targeting Iran.
Tehran resident Mostafa Bafafa said the sanctions affect our lives 100%. He said devaluation of the currency endangers his life. People stand in long lines for dollars. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said Tuesday his government has more information about the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi and that it will likely make the evidence public after investigations of his death have been completed. Speaking during a trip to Japan, Çavuşoğlu told reporters that Turkey said Saudi Arabia and other countries interested in the information have been given the opportunity to see it. UN Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani is the latest to make the most obvious demand.
We also call on the authorities in Turkey and Saudi Arabia to cooperate with an investigation and for the Saudi authorities as well to reveal the whereabouts of the body. Any investigation would be incomplete without a forensic examination of the body.
Khashoggi died after visiting the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. The Pakistani lawyer who represented a Christian woman freed from 8 years on death row for violating the country's blasphemy laws said The Hague Monday that he was forced to flee for his life and has no idea where his client Asia Bibi is. Lawyer Saiful Muluk defended her case that has left two assassinations. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
This is Border Crossing.